Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wen Henderson, MD. Wen, how are you? What's going on?
Great, Neil. I want to talk today about, and here's the title, Did Larry King Receive an mRNA Vaccine Injection Just Before His Death? Well, as you know, I recently released a podcast telling about how my friend and mentor, Larry King, with whom I had planned to do an interview celebrating my 1,000th talk show, had suddenly died. Now I'm going to tell you about some additional information I found out concerning Larry's death. My source for this is Brian Shilhavy, editor, Health Impact News. With the news that baseball legend Hank Aaron received the Moderna mRNA vaccine about 2 weeks before his death at the age of 86, people are naturally inquiring as to whether longtime talk show host Larry King, who just died at the age of 87, also received one of the COVID-19 mRNA shots. Larry King had been in the hospital due to the fact that he tested positive for COVID-19. Reporter Dave Jordan, a friend of Larry King's son, Larry King Jr., tweeted on January 15th, 2021, "I just wrapped an interview with my friend Larry King Jr. He tells me his dad was expected to fully recover from COVID-19 and will receive the vaccine before he is released from the hospital." Dave Jordan then published an interview with Larry King Jr. on January 20th, where he reported, "Larry Sr. was 87 years old and had several health challenges over the years. Because of the virus, he was hospitalized for several days." King said his father was still in the hospital, but on the road to recovery. "He's getting all the protocols and, knock on wood, we'll have him out in the next couple of days." Larry King Sr. died 3 days later on January 23rd. So, if he was still in the hospital on January 20th, on the road to recovery, and set to be released in a couple of days, but was also scheduled to receive the vaccine before he was released, is it not a legitimate question to ask if he did indeed receive one of the COVID mRNA injections? Why is this information being withheld from the public? We already know that most of the deaths following the COVID mRNA injections occur in people over the age of 80. We now have reports from literally thousands of people around the world dying shortly after receiving one of these COVID mRNA injections. But so far, Big Pharma and pharma-controlled corporate media are denying that any of these deaths are due to the vaccines. How many more will die before the masses wake up and realize they are being lied to? One thing seems certain to me. Those with faith-based belief in the safety of these vaccines seem to be headed towards seeing a significant reduction in the world's population in exchange for their faith. To hear more of my free podcast, go to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. And that's the report for today, Neil.
Wow. Very, very interesting information. Wow. Just again, that you never know when you have a vaccine that's not been tested enough to know the side effects. And it's terrible that another thing because of COVID-19 is killing people. So I appreciate stopping by and thanks for all the information.
Okay, Neil. Oh, one more thing. The CDC put out a report of the possible side effects of COVID-19 injections, and there were somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 of them. Some of them are really bad, and one of them is death. So go back to my podcast and see what can happen to you if you take that vaccine.
All right, guys, that was again Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice, Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.